This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake and money.
Time now for us to get into the world of agriculture. The American family farmer is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen to overview things that have gone on in the last week or so. I was kind of interested to hear from one of the stations that carries this program. The program director wanted me to know that one of his listeners is a large dairyman, and he didn't like things that I said about dairying and how Hughes, Western Texas, makes sense. I have talked a lot about the big farms down in the El Paso area where you can smell the manure 10 miles up the road, and other things that affect the flavor and the quality, the value of the milk when the milk comes from the cows in a big dairy, what that's all about. He took exception and threatened to pull his advertising from the radio station if I didn't stop talking about. I think that's so un-American. So I've invited him, or he's going to get an invitation from me to come on this program and discuss what his feelings are. I think most people who know my work on the radio over the years, whether it's this program, if you're new to me, or you've listened to my morning program, it's been on the air syndicated for 32 years, or other things that I've done on the radio for the past 54 years, I think I have, I'm not, it doesn't affect me, other than for me to be conscious. I always want to hear from people. Twitter handle is @DougSteffen. You can send the comments right to me. You don't have to send them to the radio station. But threatening to pull advertising if something is aired that you don't agree with, I think is horribly un-American. And that I would say, and I'd say that to him, to his face, if he comes on. I just think that's, it's just bad. It's just not the way things are. It isn't the way I do things. I think there are a lot of, I tell the story often about what happened a number of years ago when the purchasing director for Walmart was listening, because I'm on in Bentonville, Arkansas, is the headquarters for Walmart. And I was talking about how Walmart has ruined the small community, the farmers, the people that have support, you know, the small hardware, so all of those things. And I wasn't very kind to Walmart. And so she called up the advertising agency where she was spending her money to buy advertising on my program and lots of others. And she said, would you tell Mr. Steffen that if he doesn't apologize for what he said, that we will cancel the advertising on his program? So I got a call from the person. She said, you do what you think is right. And I did. I didn't apologize. They yanked the advertising, which I think value was worth about $86,000. And shortly thereafter, they put on the like amount of advertising for Sam's Club, which is another Walmart operator. And I don't say that, you know, to be cocky. I just think that that's the wrong approach. If you want to be heard, you don't threaten people and say, if you don't do the things I want. That's the trouble with America today. If we don't agree, I mean, the political realities of the world, business realities, it reminds me of Boris Johnson, or even some of the things that are being done now in the Trump administration, last administration. And for years, it's been my way or the highway, and it just doesn't, for me anyway, it doesn't work that way. I'm not influenced by that at all. I wouldn't stop talking, and I hope the radio station doesn't take my program off because of my attitude. My attitude comes from my experience, and if this gentleman listened regularly to the program, he would know that I'm all about the business of saving American family farms, family life on the farm, and having 20,000 cows or 15,000 cows, even if it's run by a family. The family isn't really running, doing the work. The family is supervising a lot of hired help, and I'm betting that much of it comes across the border in Juarez and goes to the farm. Anyway, I don't want to overdo it, but I just find it interesting that people think the way that they handle a situation that they find problematic is to threaten to cancel their advertising. That doesn't help him. Advertising, obviously, on the radio station works. That's why he buys it, to get people to buy his product. So he's only hurting himself if he cancels the advertising. That's the way I'd look at it anyway. Speaking of milk, there's a study that's out now. I like to spend time at the beginning of each program with some news. Then we're going to talk to someone who's in the worm farming business, Waste Not Worm Farms. I'm looking forward to that. And then I'll have a commentary later in the hour. The way to improve the dairy industry. So here are some suggestions that have come from this study. One, regulate plant-based milk as a class 5 milk product. I'm going to translate that. If it doesn't come from the mammary, it's not milk. So the fact that we have almond milk and coconut milk and other, that's not milk. That's whatever, it's a liquid that comes from that coconut or from the almond or whatever it is. How do you, I've never figured this out. How do you squeeze an almond to get juice out of it? You ever, when you bite into an almond, you feeling a liquid there? I don't feel any liquid there. Anyway, so that's one thing. Milk coating requirements. Fluid milk has a 17-day sell-by rate, which is pretty average across the country. Does it need to be more or less? I think you probably get, unless it's raw milk, you can get a little bit more out of it than that. Licensed milk retailers to capture more detail about milk sales. Are you really aware? Are you informed about the sale? What people think of what you're selling? It's basically, I mean, you're selling it to the producer. In 9 cases out of 10, it's the Sweezes, DFA, Dean Foods. But, you know, maybe you can go to the local 7-Eleven, or you go to the grocery store and find out from people how they like. If your milk is in a bottle, it's got a generic name, like around in here in New England, it's Gorelick. That's milk that comes from New York and Pennsylvania and all over New England. And, you know, you ask people, what do they think of the milk? See if they have a sense as to whether they really like it. One of the things is to construct more cheese plants also. We could have, I think, states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania making a lot of cheese. We knew here in Massachusetts, made out in Western Mass. Another way of doing it and selling it well, understanding what the benefits are of having cheese in your diet. Further develop the uniqueness that fluid milk is or presents. It is not, as I said, skim milk. Actually isn't really milk either, as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't have any fat in it. That's the beauty of milk. It's got to have fat in it in order for it to be good for you. And now there are more and more studies which suggest taking the fat out of milk is really bad for you. It's not good to drink skim milk. It's bad for you to drink skim milk. That's a message that you should have. I have done this when I have visits to my farm. I have a whole corridor that's designed to educate people as to what the cow is all about, how they eat, how they digest their food, how they produce milk, how they produce babies, that kind of stuff. The more education you can have and be more transparent. Now, people are going to come to your farm. They want to see what's going on. It's not the old days when you know, the crusty old farmers that don't, you know, I don't want you to come on my property. It's not the way to handle it. It isn't. You bring people in and let them have some fun on your farm. Let them see what's going on. I don't know if you can do that with big agribusiness, these are big feedlot farms. Nothing to see anyway except big piles of manure and cows being milked 24 hours a day. One of the things also that I noted this year especially is how much a cow's diet affects the taste of the milk. You probably know that, right, if you've been in dairying. I remember the cows got used to it, but I first introduced a brewer's grain into their diets, and darned if the milk didn't taste like beer. It really was pretty funny. But what do you expect? If it goes in, comes out, right? That's the way it works. In a moment, we're going to hear on the American Family Farmer, introduce you to Jocelyn Molyneux, who's the founder of Waste Not Worm Farms. Pretty interesting. This is all about composting, which is something I'm getting big into as well, and probably you are, or hopefully you are, on your farm. Details coming up next year on the American Family Farmer. First, though, let me help you get a great night's rest. If you're a farmer and you have to take melatonin to go to sleep because you're so tired you can't get to sleep, well, one way you can get to to sleep naturally is to have your bed from MyPillow, your pillows from MyPillow, the sheets from MyPillow, quality personified. And so right now, there are a lot of specials continuing for this month from MyPillow, amazing company. Everything that's there, by the way, you can wash and dry. You can't do that with any other pillow on the market. Click on to the radio listener specials at MyPillow.com and save a lot of money. Up to 66%, as a matter of fact. And read the story about Mike Lindell. It's a great American story. People on farms love this story because it's a USA factory. This is a product that was made, conceived in Minnesota, in farm country, by a fellow who couldn't get a good night's rest. He was an engineer, so he created his own pillow. And now you can enjoy the fruits of his labor. By the way, the reason to wash the pillows is to get rid of dust mites and oils and bacteria and dead skin that are in the pillows. That's, you don't want that. Every pillow harbors that. Get rid of it. Wash them, dry them, use them for a long time. If you don't have them, now's the time to upgrade. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. You get great service, you get free shipping, and you get up to 66% off. All those things are possible in the product line at MyPillow.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopBoss.com. That's TopBoss.com or call 833-TOP-BOSS.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, time for us now. Now to think about something that I actually have been thinking about for a long time. It's a great way to boost the soil, great way to make your farming more productive, if you will. On the American Family Farmer Show, Doug Steffen introducing you to Jocelyn Molyneux, who is actually the founder of Waste Not Worm Farm. I've gone to your website. Of course, when somebody hears that, young children will say, oh, worms, oh. So do you have young children, Jocelyn? What do they think of what you do?
The worms are actually my babies.
There you go. Why not? What's your background? Tell us, are you a farm kid?
Believe it or not, Doug, I actually grew up in a city, although I always wanted to live on the farm. I felt like I was born in the wrong part of the country. But I actually came into composting and worm farming from waste management. That was what I studied at school and what my first job was.
Well, Waste Management is a company. There are a lot of them getting into it. I have a fellow that's coming to do some of this. I've had my own compost pile for years and years and years. Throw manure into it, leaves and grass and stuff, and I just put it in the manure spreader and spread it on the land, especially land that I'm plowing and reseeding. But now this guy's come to me because he wants to not only do what I've been doing, but he wants to take food waste. And that's what it sounds to me, or it seems to me, from what I'm looking at here, this is what you're doing, food waste for the most part, yes?
That's correct. Food waste primarily from the city.
Mm-hmm. From the city, what city are you talking about? Where are you?
So we're actually up in Canada. We're in Toronto, okay. So we're a bit north of you there.
All right. Hey, spoken like a true Canadian, a bit north of us here. I'm only about 4.5-5 hours from Montreal, Toronto a little bit further. This is it's time for this, folks. So if you are looking for a way to connect well with your, if you will, your audience, this is the way to do it. Stand by for more on Waste Not Worm Farms.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continuing our focus on your farm and the future of American family farming, I'm Doug Steffen. You'll find our podcasts week after week, and the essence of our good conversations and interviews, learning about how to sustain your farm and making farming much more user-friendly, shall we say, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. This week, our conversation is with Jocelyn Molyneux, founder of Waste Not Worm Farms up in Canada. One of the things that I should have gotten that, first of all, before I even heard your voice, Molyneux is a very French-Canadian name. So I, for whatever the reason, it escaped me, or I wasn't even thinking of that. But you've got something going on there. Maybe, is it more productive to do things like this up in Canada? Is it easier because you don't have so much government regulation and people looking over your shoulder? How have you found that as you've applied what you learned in school to making this a business?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's actually a little bit harder, primarily because of our climate. Now, I know you're in the northeastern United States, but up here in Canada, it's even colder. And the worms that we use, they're red wiggler worms. They're traditional composting worms, but they're actually tropical worms. So below about 15 degrees Celsius, pardon me, I don't know the translation into Fahrenheit, below about 15, they don't really do much work. They stop eating, and then at the freezing point, they actually will freeze and die. So we have to keep our worms warm in the winter, which makes it a little bit more difficult than someone, let's say, in the southern United States.
Yeah. So, well, okay, that makes sense. You said something that intrigues me, and I don't want to give it short shrift. Before we actually talk about how this all works, you said that you grew up in the city and you were interested in farming. That's the story that I hear over and over and over again with people who have grown up on the farm, not always. I think it was last week, the week before, we had a couple of twins who were on from a farm, and they were keeping the family farm going. Sometimes it happened. It used to be, maybe when I was a kid, 90% of the people who grew up on the farm stayed on the farm, and that was what they were supposed to do. And they took the responsibility. But now, in the generation under me and probably ahead of you, people stopped staying on the farm because the work was too hard. It was easier when you got an education to get a job thinking instead of working or whatever it is. The jobs on the farm 7 days a week, you're always on, and that's just the way it is. Not so much. So the fact that there are people who are intrigued with farming and agriculture like you, I think is the salvation, at least partially, maybe the strongest part of the salvation of helping to prepare for the future, whether it's this sort of thing, organic growing of food. I think organic has to be the future as long as the strategies show that we're really legitimately doing organic growing. Mm-hmm. Is there such a thing as an organic worm? By the way, do you cultivate and grow these worms or you just dig them in the ground? Where do you get the worms?
Oh, no, we have a worm hatchery, so we're always growing our worms. And the more worms we have, the more they'll eat and the more they'll poop. Because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is harvest the worm manure, which is an amazing all-natural soil product. It's essentially supercharged soil. And so we're always growing our population of worms. A lot of worm farmers would sell their worms, but we don't. We keep them for ourselves.
So where do you get them to begin with? Where's a worm come from? Is it out of an egg? Where do the worms come from?
Well, worms, they actually do reproduce using cocoons. Both worms will, that band around their neck will slide off their head.
Aren't they hermaphrodites?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they can reproduce themselves.
Exactly. So it's nice because you start with just a few. You can find them online or find another wormer farmer, and you start with a few, and as long as you keep them happy and well fed, you'll have lots in no time.
All right, so we're going to talk about what you feed them and how that composting works. I'll compare what you are doing to what I'm learning about what we're going to do on the farm as we continue next on The American Family Farmer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Podcast available at the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Actually, it's not the. It's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We're in the final push of the growing season. Those of us who are in the north part. Well, we were talking to Jocelyn Molyneux, who's up in Canada. Your growing season's over. Have you had frost and stuff up there yet?
The next 2 or 3 days, we're going to have our first night of frost.
You are. All right. So what does that do? You were talking about how, for those of you who may be just joining us, we're talking about how this waste knot worm farm works, the way it is put together. I started with the worms themselves, where they come from. Don't you wonder where the first worm came from? Ever think about that, Jocelyn?
Well, I try not to to spend too much time worrying about that.
Okay. So you have decided to make this a career, and you're using the. What I'm finding interesting is I look at your website, which is wastenotfarms.com, is that there are certain types. I thought a worm was a worm was a worm was a worm, but there are different types of worms, right?
Yes and no. So all worms are pretty much custom built to do this job of eating a waste material, whether it's food waste or just leaves on the ground. All worms are going to eat them and repurpose it into a soil product. But we use red wigglers specifically as composting worms because they eat faster and reproduce more quickly than most other worms.
I'm guessing you're fairly young. You have a boyfriend or a husband or something. What was your first conversation with him regarding what you do for a living and how you spend a lot of time around worms?
Well, Doug, actually, you're making a bit of an assumption. I'm actually queer, so I am looking for a girlfriend or a wife.
Got it.
But,
okay, that's all right. I thought I had asked you earlier whether you had a child. But the same question applies. Doesn't make a difference whether you are straight or gay or whatever. When you talk to your partner about what you do for a living, or you go, let's say you're introduced to somebody that you want to get to know, and this person to start conversation says, what do you do for a living, Jocelyn? And your answer is?
I'm a worm farmer, of course.
Okay.
It sends both the boys and the girls running, I can tell you that.
Does it really? Okay, well, it's a special thing. So let's go back to the farming itself. Food waste. How do you collect? This is the thing that we're talking about. I think I said to you earlier on, and I've been talking about a little bit here, how I'm going to, I have a composting pile, but I'm going to expand. Somebody came to me and said, how about we make your composting a real business? We'll bring in food waste. There are already a number of people in our community and communities around who want to do this. So I've been going to school here the last couple of weeks, and actually a couple of months, learning how this actually works. And at first I was not sure that I wanted to do it because I'm conscious of people. I'm in a suburban area, and, you know, people, for whatever the reason, they love the bucolic farm fields and the animals, but they don't like it when I spread manure on a farm near their home. And so if we grow these things, I'm guessing there's going to be some smell from the waste and the compost that's created. So you ever get any, are you in town or close by any places where people would object, or do you smell anything at all anyway?
Well, you know, ultimately we'd love to be right in the city or a suburban area. I think that is the future of composting. I remember Joel Slatten, Polyface Farms, I heard him speaking once.
Yeah,
and
fabulous.
He's great, and he was saying, you know, carbon is really heavy to move around. And so when we're collecting food waste and bringing it up to the farm about an hour north of the city, we're wasting a lot of energy on transportation. So we ultimately hope to be in the city, but obviously the smells are a natural part of farming, of agriculture, and certainly of composting. So it's going to be a balance between the value and the importance of what we're doing and our neighbors understanding why we're doing that.
Yeah. And are they accepting? Do you have any opposition at all? Or are people pretty, this is great, let's do this?
Most people, when they hear what they're doing, they're really excited, and they want to help us. They want to participate and promote us. I mean, you know, a lot of people are waking up to the fact that so much of our waste is sent to landfill, and we actually have this problem here in Canada where it's cheaper for us to send a lot of stuff, garbage, to landfill in Michigan across the border over to you guys. We actually send it to you guys. It's so
thanks a lot, Jocelyn, for sending us your stuff.
And it is a real problem. I'd love to see a ban on that so that we're having to manage these materials here in our own land. And in fact, that's why we service a lot of offices, for example, that have cafeterias or have a coffee shop. They want to do the right thing. They don't want to see this go to landfill anymore. They want their employers or their employees and their clients, they all want to see the right thing happening. So we have created a service where we go in, we collect the compost from them, we clean it up, we make sure there's no smells and no flies, that kind of thing. We bring it up to the farm, we feed it to the worms, and then ultimately we're harvesting the worm poop to create Jocelyn's soil booster worm manure. And then we turn around, we bring that back to the city, and we sell it to urban farmers, primarily all these millennials that are wanting to start growing their own food and that are understanding the importance of healthy soil.
Healthy soil, that's what it's all about, and healthy lives, growing things. I would think people that would be your... Now, we go through this. I want to make sure we close the loop and we start at the beginning and end at the end. And that reminds me, you call your farming, your type of farming, closed-loop farming. What's that?
That's this idea that we need to move towards a type of sustainable farming that doesn't require pulling new resources out of the earth to make fossil fuel-based fertilizers. And instead, we need to be using what is abundant in nature, and we need to be following the lead of Mother Nature herself. So that's why we think worms are really a solution of the future, because they can eat this food waste or manure or any kind of natural carbon-based waste, and they can create an amazing soil product that is full of a diversity of microbes. And not sure how deep you've gotten into this with your listeners, but it turns out that the microbes that are in the soil, things like bacteria and fungi, they play a key role in plant health and growing healthy food. And the science is really only catching up to this now, but what we understand is that if you want to grow the healthiest food possible, if you know you're putting all your work into doing this and you want to get the best return for your investment, you need to make sure that you have a living soil, that there's lots of those microbes and a real diversity of them, because every plant wants to work with its own certain set of microbes. So you got to make sure you have a full range in your soil so that everybody, all those plants, get exactly what they need.
You know, it's interesting. I'm very anti-Monsanto and chemical fertilizers. A lot of people criticize me because they say that's how they made their money, by being able to grow more and produce what they think is better stuff. The crop yields are up in various parts of the country because we use this stuff. Well, the farming or the science part of farming that I know about, yes, chemicals that are used to help the plant itself grow do nothing to enhance the soil. You're acknowledging by using that stuff that the soil is depleted. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to put it in the soil. The soil will have enough nutrients to grow what you want. But it doesn't. So they put the chemicals on, whereas if you use this stuff that we're talking about, it enhances, it grows. There are those people who, you know, will challenge me because they say cows are part of the problem with the environment, too much methane gas. And so I always kind of stop the conversation by suggesting that they look at a pile of poop that's just come out of a cow and understand my barn is full of how the digestion system works in a cow. So if you look at around about a foot around a pile of poop, you'll see all the grass is green. And so I would say, why do you think that is? And they would look at me and say, I don't know why that is. And then I explained to them that the microbes that come out of the cow in the poop that are created in their digestive system are enhancing the soil, making it better, making it richer, making it perform better, and thus growing greener and better grass. And then they look at me and they say, huh? Well, you know, but that's really what goes on, and you're adding to that with the food waste. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue here. Jocelyn, thank you for being here, by the way. American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Here's the way for those of you who may have a problem with diabetes. You may have type 2 diabetes. You may have been diagnosed as pre-diabetic. Well, or even if you just have sugar cravings all day long like I do. Fortunately, I don't have a diabetic problem, but I do have a sugar problem. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, but I do love ice cream and cake and cookies and candy. So I'm trying to mitigate that. I don't have, as I said, the numbers aren't high, but I just think it's smart to try to do everything you can to make sure that what you have in your glucose numbers stays where they're supposed to be. And the way to do that, I've discovered, is with Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It is the most advanced glucose support system in the world. When I say system, all it is a capsule. Go to Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net, and look at what they have. Look at the benefits. Look at what the product has, what it's made of. It's 100% natural. And you know, as we're hearing the conversation here with Jocelyn and in any conversation I have on the air, if I'm going to endorse a product, it's got to be all natural. It's got to be the real thing. And that's what it is. This is the real thing. Every day, take one or two capsules, maybe a couple times a day after you've eaten, and watch the numbers stay down. This is the happily ever after department. Curalin. Go to Curalin.net. Right now, if I've convinced you to try it, I'm also going to give you $20 off. Use the coupon code DJV when you order your first bottle of Curalin at Curalin.net. Coupon code DJV, get $20 off. So join the tens of thousands of people here who have finally found an easy and natural way to be in control of their sugar. Curalin.net. Buy the first bottle using the promo code DJV.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now, the nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239 mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with notice of pesticides being banned. You know, we've been talking a lot lately, and we posted on our Facebook page this video I did last week talking about birds, bees, and butterflies and what's happening to them. Been a lot of news media attention and focus on how many birds have died in the last 50 years and the billions, and how many bees have died. We've been talking about that last 3 or 4 years at the hands of chemicals, Monsanto and their ilk. And now the bees give way to the butterflies, because the butterflies are going down that same path. And so in order to try to stem the flow or the tide of bees dying, France has banned all five neonicotinoid pesticides. If you don't know what they are, class of insecticide chemically related to nicotine, and like nicotine, these chemicals act on a certain kind of receptor in the nerve synapse. They're toxic to insects, invertebrates in general. They aren't any good for mammals either. Higher organisms are affected. There are several different kinds of, label, it'll tell you whether it's a neonicotinoid. You should be, when you buy food, you look at what it is, I hope. So when you're buying some of this stuff to use on your plants, your vegetables, your soil, you look at it and see what it is. They were originally thought to be low toxic for a beneficial insect like bees, but then that came under question. Different residues have been found in bee pollen, and this is the number one. Companies like Bayer and Dow and DuPont have failed to admit that their chemical products have contributed to the bee decline. Wouldn't you know that was the case? So look out for neonicotinoids. Don't use them. Catch the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm here with Jazamano for a couple of more moments talking about the problem of food waste and why worms are the way out. Do you have machinery that turns these compost piles? Do you put it on a pad? Do you put it on the earth? How is the actual functioning of the site?
We use a stacked bin system. There's a few different styles for worm farming, but essentially we're putting the food waste in a bin with some manure and adding the worms, and then it basically just sits on the shelf for a couple of months, and when we open it back up, we dump it out, we pull the worms out, they go into the next batch, and then we trommel the final product to create a really nice fine worm casting. It's almost like a coffee ground.
Interesting. Well, yeah, it is like a coffee. I've seen it, and the waste is, and it doesn't smell any different than manure. It is good. Things that are good for the soil seem to smell, and that's good. That's part of the education, though. I would hope that you get invited to go to schools up there, Jocelyn, to tell your story and to sell the story of what to do to save all kinds of things environmentally with handling food waste this way. Congratulations. Good for you. Continued success. Jocelyn Molyneux. The website is wastenotfarms.com. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
That's Luke Bryan, who's the musical face, I guess, of the American Family Farmer. Luke Bryan has launched his farm tour. It's a 6-city tour, performing on stages set up in the fields of farms around the country. He's bringing the farm tour this year to Kansas and Oklahoma. He comes from Georgia originally. He grew up in the farming community. And at each of the tour stops, he shares his appreciation, donates a check to a local farmer and a local charity, handing out scholarships as well to students who come from an agricultural background who want to pursue agriculture. 150 scholarships have been given out to date in the last couple of years of his farm tour. So we have Here's to the Farmer is hashtag, so you'll follow what is going on here. The last couple of years, he's raised $3 million for meals, food banks around the country. So let's see, where is he this weekend? In Douglas, Kansas, at the Flying Bee Ranch, and in Norman, Oklahoma, at the Adkins Farm. So that's the latest. Luke Bryan doing his thing. Congratulations. I think he was in, was he in Farm Aid this year? I'm looking. I found an old ticket to the Farm Aid. I paid $185 for this ticket to sit up front in, it was in Chicago. It was, I think it was the outskirts of Chicago as I remember it. And we had quite a time. It was the whole day. It was a whole day event. I think it was 12, 13 hours. Fabulous, fabulous. And this year's event was successful. Raised more money, hopefully. It's a shame that we have to do this in light of all the money that the government wastes on lots of other programs. But the fact of life, and some people, even if they're not connected to the government or in spite of being connected, are helping farmers. And this is the way to do it. I'm doing my thing here. Talking about the American family farmer. I did a, on the, I think, Kara, we have this posted, the website, if we don't, we will, a video of me talking on a television program last week about what's happening to the birds, the bees, and the butterflies. And you can see that video. We'll post it if it isn't there at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I have my comment for this week.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our preferred rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program just celebrated its fifth anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
There are people who are, at this point in the season, preparing for fall harvesting, and I thought it would be worth our while, because safety is such a big thing now on farms. I guess it always has been, although I must admit, when I was a kid, and even as an adult on the farm, I haven't always been as careful as I ought to be, and maybe this is something that we think about, safety. And it comes with having enough rest. A lot of us are working almost around the clock, and because of that, we're tired. One of the reasons I talk about getting a good night's sleep with a MyPillow, it's real. At harvest time, you work till it's dark, and maybe even after that, first light, you're up and out again. You got to do that. So make sure that you're getting plenty of rest and breaks, so you don't fall asleep. I fell asleep on a tractor once. That's not unheard of by any stretch of the imagination. Make sure when you're not around the machine, you turn it off. Some of these things seem kind of simplistic, but the younger workers that you're around, I find that they're very naive because they don't really come from the farm. They haven't grown up around stuff, so they don't have a respect for what can happen. So make sure you teach them respect, show them how to respect not only the equipment, but what it can do. I'm always giving me the willies when I see kids around power takeoff shafts and they have loose fitting clothing on. That is an absolute no-no. You got to make sure anytime you get off of a piece of equipment that you shut the power takeoff off, but it just scares the willies out of me to see people getting close to it, because it will rip you seriously. We all know stories of somebody who's literally been ripped to shreds on a PTO shaft. So lifting properly, be careful about that. Use your legs, not your back. Hopefully these are welcome words to the wise from the American Family Farmer podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next,
look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.